Unit 8. Born on the 4th of July.
The street was a sea of red, white and blue. He remembered how he and all the rest of the kids on the block had put on their Cub Scout uniforms and marched every Memorial Day down these same streets. He remembered the hundreds of people lining the sidewalks, everyone standing and cheering and waving their small flags, his mother standing with the other mothers on the block, shouting for him to keep in step. "There's my Yankee Doodle boy," he'd hear her shouting, and he'd feel embarrassed, pulling his cap over his eyes like he always did. There were scouts decorating the Cadillac now with red, white, and blue crepe paper and long paper banners that read, "Welcome home, Ron Kovic and Eddie Duggan," and "Support our boys in Vietnam." There was a small sign, too, that read, "Our wounded Vietnam vets, Eddie Duggan and Ron Kovic." When the scouts were finished, the commander came running over to the car with a can of beer in his hand. "Let's go," he shouted, jumping back in with the heavy guy. They drove slowly through the crowd until they were all the way up in the front of the parade. He could hear the horns and drums behind him, and he looked out and watched the pretty drum majorettes and clowns dancing in the street. He looked out onto the sidewalks, where the people from his town had gathered, just like when he was a kid. But it was different. He couldn't tell at first exactly what it was, but something was not the same. They weren't waving, and they just seemed to be standing, staring at Eddie Duggan and himself, like they weren't even there. When they came to where the speaker's platform had been erected, he watched Eddie push himself out of the back seat, then up on his crutches, while the heavy guy helped him with the door. The commander was opening the trunk, bringing the wheelchair to the side of the car. He was lifted out by the heavy guy, and he saw the people around him watching. And it bothered him, because he didn't want them to see how badly he had been hurt and how helpless he was, having to be carried out of the car into the chair like a baby.